1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. From the Los Angeles Forum, where tonight the Los Angeles Vinces take on the Boston Bens in what is sure to be an epic battle of basketball
and podcasting.
Yeah, mostly it's just the Ben and Vince show.
That was a really ridiculous intro you had written out there, Vince.
I didn't write it, okay? I just took it from my head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I could do that. No disrespect. That's how I am.
Uh-huh. So, using the top of this gavel that I have sitting right next to me, I rule that that intro was sustained.
Sweet. Motion passes?
I guess so, you know. I'm not a judge or anything. I just have the top of a gavel.
We don't have to table that motion then.
Motion tabled.
No, motion passes.
Oh, I mean motion not tabled. Yeah. Untable that motion.
I don't even think that tabled means doesn't pass. I think that just means we put it on hold.
Yeah, we put it off. We'll think about it and come back to it.
But it's okay. We don't have to think about it later. We thought about it now, and it passes.
It passed, yeah. It passed with flying colors.
Gee, I think Eric Heisen is missing a part of his gavel.
Yeah, I think I know where it is.
If you have any information on the whereabouts of this gavel, call the tip line. It's the same number as our request line.
Can I make a call to the tip line? Because I have some information about where it is. It's sitting right next to me.
I think Jack Nicholson would have something to say about that.
Oh, really? I guess I am not going to get to know what he has to say about that.
Okay, wait. Here it comes.
What the really? Fuck okay. Is it with you and your phone?
Didn't you just hear it?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What the fuck is
yes,
it with
I
you
did.
And your phone?
Now I heard it. Now I heard it in the past.
Yeah, that's about how it works there, you know, because that's about
how it goes, you know. What the hell are you talking about?
You know what?
What the fuck is it with you and your phone?
Wow, I definitely heard that time.
Yeah, I had to freaking unplug my speakers.
Yeah, I can hear them
from my station.
You think you can plug them back in so I can stop hearing myself?
Oh shit! Oh fuck! I was in the wrong hole there.
Vince, you want me to help you out? I'm sitting right next to you.
No, I got it.
All right, I can see that you have it.
All right, so go ahead. Weren't you going to call the tip line?
Oh, I thought I already did. Okay, bring...
What?
Yes, hello, this is the Ben and Vince Show tip line. Yeah, I have a tip. Oh, what's your name? I'm Ben. Oh, okay, go ahead. What's your tip? I found the whereabouts... I have some information on the whereabouts of this... the part of the gavel that Eric Heisen is missing. Oh, okay. What's your information? It's sitting right next to me. Oh, it's sitting right next to me, too. Okay. Well, that was my
tip. You guys are both guilty.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Unless there's some way you can, you know, make some kind of ruling that says otherwise.
I do have the top of a gavel. Hey, I just realized that little thing I just did there had some nice synergy with that article I wrote entitled A Little Bit About Me and Me and Me and Me. You see what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
it did have some synergy.
Yeah,
Except
synergy.
they were all you.
Hey, George Muma
Just like.
wants to exchange contact details with me. Should I do it? Okay, I'll
Go
do
ahead.
it. I want to, George, he's been, let's say, like half a guest star so far. I'm chatting with him as we're
Nick.
talking here.
Okay, but stop doing that.
I stopped. I stopped.
Because we need to record a podcast.
I thought we were doing that. Well, I mean, it's live, right?
Yes.
Why would I even need
It is
reassurance
live.
about that?
I don't
Just said
know
his
why,
and then
because it
stopped.
is live.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
What do you mean you don't know what's
Probably
going
some
on here?
sound issues. Oh, hold on a second.
Okay. So, hey, listeners, this is less of an interior monologue and more of an exterior monologue. But, just wondering how you're doing. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. I noticed you didn't RSVP to my Evite, Thanks a lot, jerks. I extended a courtesy to you, and you blew me off, It's not very nice of you, listeners. But, I forgive you, because that's the kind of person I am. I forgive people who don't respond to my evites. But I don't forgive anything else. So if you want to transgress against me, just make sure you do it in the form of not responding to an evite that I sent you.
Listeners,
Because
I'm
otherwise,
talking
I'll
right
hold a
now,
grudge
but Ben
forever.
can't hear me.
So,
And actually I've been here the whole time,
that's
but
that should be your
I'm really
strategy.
wondering how long he's gonna keep this up because he doesn't know I'm
Since
back.
he's still not here,
You see what I mean?
Boston Bens are doing pretty well so far. I think we've scored a few points.
So
The Los Angeles Vinces, or whatever the hell his team
how
was,
long can you
say,
keep this up, Ben?
boo them,
How long can you keep this
because
monologue
they
up?
suck. How you guys liking this podcast?
You think I should tell him I'm back?
Give us some feedback. Call in. Leave a comment, but that wouldn't be live, so it'd be better if you just called in, because
Seems like people
that's how we
try to
would
call
know
in and
what
then we
you
tell them not
thought
right
about
now.
things.
Wait, listen, you gotta know how to use Skype correctly.
Gee, I hope we're still recording this.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna talk to Vince off camera for a second. Hey, Vince,
I'm right here, Ben.
off camera. What the hell am I talking about? Off mic, I guess, is what I meant to say. Hey, Vince, are we still recording this?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, we're still recording this. He's like
Doesn't
over
know my
there
mic is
with a
working.
banana or something, I don't know.
He's so dumb.
Don't tell Vince I said this, but I'm looking for a new podcasting partner.
Fuck.
So if you're in the market,
You
you got experience in radio.
backstabbing
Experience
son of a
is the
bitch.
definite something you
I'm
definitely
gonna
need
kill his
because
ass.
you gotta know what you're doing. We had like years of experience
I can't believe this.
doing
I can't believe
podcasts
he doesn't notice
and radio
I'm
shows
right
before we
here
started
in
the
the other
show. I mean,
room, just behind this piece of glass.
you don't think stuff like this just
You
comes out of
fucking
nowhere.
idiot.
You gotta know what you're doing. So,
I like the way that
yeah.
we've got these glass walls here in
I
the studio.
mean,
Eric Heisen really went all out on this
you
new
can't just come in
studio.
here not knowing anything and, leaving these annoying gaps in the
Dude,
conversation that just like slow the
listeners,
show down.
what the hell is he talking
You would have to be
about?
crazy to do something like that.
I tune out for like 2 seconds and he's just.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Also, in case Vince tells you otherwise, there's like 5,027,654 people online on Skype right now.
That number is completely
So
inflated.
he's
There's
probably
only
gonna be like, oh no, it's only
499,729.
4,882. Oh my god, it just updated again. Oh my god,
Is it
there's no way.
499,729, Ben? Oh, shut the hell up. No, it's
5,131,888
not.
people online. That's a lot of people. I can't even imagine
My
a
God.
number beyond 50 or something, or 100
Yeah.
maybe.
Guys,
Like, I can
listeners,
imagine one thing. I can imagine two
do you think I
things.
should let him know I've been here the whole
There's definitely
time?
no way I can imagine 5,000,000 131, etc. things. It's like so many things, you know? I guess this podcast will be subtitled Podcast 6, Vince Takes a Crap and Leaves Me Alone to Talk to You.
Do you think I should let him know I've been here the whole time? I'll let him know.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Hey, Ben!
To the bathroom.
Ben!
Finish his banana.
Ben!
Yeah. Ah! What? Well, hey!
Ben, I'm right here in the other room. I've been here the whole time.
Well, I wasn't saying anything.
That you said.
No, I was under duress. There was a guy holding a gun to my head. He made me say all that stuff.
I'm right here behind this glass wall in the new studio. I heard everything you said.
How did you hear it if you were behind the soundproof wall?
I didn't say it was soundproof. I said it was made of glass.
Oh, that's soundproof, right?
But no, the point is, there's speakers in here.
Oh, so it is soundproof.
Also, a microphone. I've been talking.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Because I haven't been hearing you.
Yeah, I know.
Because my headphones... You know, our setup is at least a little to be desired.
Okay, I'm back in the room.
Yeah, I heard
as
you come in.
Tell.
I can see you. Yeah, just go sit down, all right?
I am sitting down, okay.
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 So, back on with the show here. So, what's been up lately, Vince?
Oh, I don't know, Ben. I heard you're in the market for a new partner.
What? No, I didn't say that.
I think you did.
Vince, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't say that.
It sounds like you are lying to me.
What? Okay, Vince, I'm going to lie to you. I didn't say that.
Okay, so that means the truth is that you did say that.
You don't know what the truth is, Vince.
I think I do know.
Who can even say what's true and what's not true and, you know, who wants a new partner and who doesn't want a new partner?
You got a good point there.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Still, I'm mad at you.
Well, you know, I'm mad at myself. I'm such a terrible person.
Yeah, we're going to come on. Ugh, everybody, we'll be back after these messages.
Hey, Vince.
Yes, Ben.
Are you tired of having a gutter full of ducks? I know I sure am.
Yes, but I just can't get rid of them. Whatever should I use?
Well, that's why I got Duck X.
Duck X? What's that?
It's a powerful formula made from real duck extract.
Wow, it must be worth thousands of dollars.
It is, but if you call in the next 15 minutes, you can get it for the low, low price of $50, 40 monthly payments.
Wow, thanks, Duck X. You've saved my gutters and my family.
Duck X, duck tested, gutter approved.
And Ben, you know, I know we during this commercial break here, we've been talking.
Yeah, we had a heart-to-heart.
But I just want you to know.
H-E-A-R-T, heart.
We're going to Taco Town.
Vince, I cannot believe you're bringing this up on air. I swear to God. You know, I was okay to talk about this during commercial. Or, you know,
I'd started it.
I thought we ended it when we were coming back on the show, you know?
Oh, well, you know what? It had to be said, okay?
We're going to
Taco Town.
Vince seems to think that we're going to Taco Town, but I've told him in no uncertain terms that Taco Town is a place we will not be going again very soon. Until he shapes up, you know? Okay.
Look, I don't need to shape up, okay? I am in good shape right now.
Yeah, tell that to the... I didn't have an ending to the sentence. Tell that to me.
That's right. All right. Go ahead and pack your things because Taco Town is a place to which we're going.
I cannot say how mistaken you are because it takes two to go to Taco Town and one of us is unwilling and that one is me.
Well, I don't care how much you want to go because it doesn't matter. We're still going. Just, you know, get in the car or whatever.
Did you just say, I don't care how much you want to go, we're still going?
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
You don't have to like it, okay? But, you know, no, you do have to like it, okay? We're going to Taco Town.
Hey, listeners, I just want to let you in on a secret. We're not going to Taco Town, okay? There's no way we're going to Taco Town. Vince.
You're saying that, but, you know, one day, I don't even know. You're going to wake up and you're going to be in Taco Town. You're going to be like, what the hell just happened? We went to Taco Town, Ben Strauss.
Vince, I swear to God, that ever happens to me, I don't even know what I'm going to do, okay?
You're going to enjoy it because you'll be in Taco Town. I don't even know what you have against Taco Town in the first place.
Look, it's all right. It's just, you know, it's not but something I want to be doing, you know? I wish you could respect that.
Don't pull the respect card on me, okay?
How do you pull a card on somebody?
Well, I think you should know since you're the one who's doing it to me right
what,
now.
What am I, a magician?
Well, yeah, you have to be a fucking magician to not like Taco Town.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Taco Town is an awesome place, and, you know...
Only a magician could transform it into a not-awesome place, is that what you're trying to say, Vince?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, seeing as I seem to be able to interpret your nonsensical statements, here's something for you to interpret. We're not going to Taco Town. It shouldn't be too hard to interpret.
I'm thinking that means I'm going to say we're not going to Taco Town, but in reality, we are going to Taco Town.
Hey, I'm going to tell George to shut it, because he's still freaking talking.
George continues to be a second-degree guest star.
Second-degree guest star?
Because there's two degrees of separation between the show and him.
So what does that make me, a first-degree guest star? No, I guess I'm not a guest star.
You're a star.
I'm a star.
Yeah.
I made it.
Star of the Ben and Vince Show.
Aren't I a co-star?
Yeah, we're both stars. Let's make us co-stars.
Yeah, and we're both stars, and neither of us are going to Taco Town.
You know what? I'm tired of arguing with you about this.
I'm going to ask George's opinion once he comes.
No. Wait until he gets on the show.
Yeah, I know. Once he becomes a first-degree guest star.
Yeah. Yeah, then you can ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
About that.
By the way, what he said during his second-degree guest starship is, I found a mic, it doesn't stay in too well, so I taped it, but I don't know.
Yeah, George has tape in his house, I don't know why you don't.
Oh, come on, like, I was gonna tape the cell phone onto my headphones.
You could. I mean, Eric Heisen needs to stock the studio with tape, or implement a phone system.
Yeah, wait, what are you even talking about that I have tape in my house, Vince? Maybe I do, maybe I don't, but...
Well, I thought if you had tape in your house, why wouldn't you bring it into the studio?
Well, like, I was, like...
When we're gonna record a podcast.
Prepare for it that much, come on. I can't be thinking of everything.
I count on you to be prepared for, you know, the recording of a... Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on. Wait, I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
For real this time, okay.
Oh, you're back again already? Hey, guys. Hey, Vince, are you there? All right, I don't think he's there. We're never going to Taco Town, okay? Let's just be honest. Taco Town, we're not going there. Vince, he doesn't know what he's talking about, okay? There's nothing that's going to happen that could make me go to Taco Town again. Not after last time. So, yeah. Back to the regularly scheduled show of me talking to you again, because Vince is cutting out again, like the cutter-outer he is. Yeah. Oh, was that him coming back? I could just look around, but, you know, I'm not gonna deign to do that. Oh, is that you saying, all right, Vince?
Yeah, I'm back.
Are you sitting right next to me? I'm not gonna look. I don't wanna see you.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Let's just continue with the show, all right?
What were you talking about while I was gone?
I was saying that, you know, no matter what, you'll always be the co-host of the Venom Vid show.
Is that true or is that false?
Vince, I'm not gonna lie to you. It was either true or false.
Okay, well, I'm satisfied with that. I just wanted to know.
And
So,
that's what, yeah, never mind, go on.
yeah.
And I didn't have anything to say.
So I heard you're driving to Cornell.
You heard, as in I
Yeah.
told you.
Yeah, well, that's how I heard it.
Right. Okay, yeah, I'm driving on Thursday, 2 days from now.
Isn't
Today's
that pretty
Tuesday.
far?
Pretty far, yeah, it's like 6 hours.
That's not bad. Are you
With
taking?
you know what's stupid? It's like another 6 hours from Cornell to New York City. I don't mean another 6 hours. I mean like from Cornell to New York City is 6 hours, and Cornell to Canada is like less than that.
So you're telling me Cornell's equidistant from New York City to the studio? I mean, your house? I mean, your house is not the
I'm
studio.
not driving from the studio to Cornell, Vince.
I don't know why I would think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving right after the show.
Yeah, we're gonna be recording for 2 days straight.
I mean, what I meant to say at the beginning of this conversation was, I heard that you drove from. I heard you're at Cornell. I heard you're at the studio.
Yeah, we're
Oh, how does this even make any sense?
we're broadcasting live from the studio, which is in Cornell, because we're broadcasting after I'm already in Cornell.
Right.
That's when you're hearing it.
I think.
I'm already there.
I can't believe I had to drive all the way to.
I
Okay. Here's how this works. The studio is not in Cornell. I don't know what you're talking about. I
didn't
think
say it
you
was. You're the
I
one
know you have a pretty bad sense of direction, but
who.
I think you would notice if your studio is not in Cornell. I think what you mean is that the studio is halfway in between Cornell and MIT.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Exactly halfway.
Exactly halfway. That's what it's.
Between the two student centers.
How about between our dorms?
No, that's ridiculous.
That's where we're gonna be from. Where we're gonna be leaving to go to
All
the
right,
studio.
fine. Fine. Fine.
That's probably gonna be like end up in
It's
like.
halfway between your dorm and my student center.
Why do you want it to be at your student center?
Because that's where I'm leaving from.
That's from where you're leaving.
Yeah. It's like parked on the roof.
Are you gonna have to drive off the
Yeah.
roof? Sir, he drove off the roof. That was really funny. Anyway, our studio is probably gonna end up being.
Faxed you.
I mean, it's already ended up being like in a river or something.
Well, wherever it is, it's
Yeah.
not the point. The
Yeah,
point is, are you telling me that Cornell's equidistant from New York City and your house?
it's. I don't. Not by distance, but. It's
By
probably like
time.
yeah, I don't think it's like 6 hours from there to New York City, but
But I could see that. I could see that.
it's
New
more.
York State is pretty big.
Yeah, it's like five, between 5 and 6 hours, something like that.
Probably like the biggest state on the East Coast.
Not Virginia? Nah, yeah, I think you're right.
Maybe New York just looks bigger because it's further north.
Oh, you mean because of the projection? Yeah, good point.
It's a pretty racist projection.
Racist? Don't you just mean like directionist?
No, because white people live further away from the equator. All right, gotta go. See you guys next week.